T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
So many topics. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down for the nerds on the internet and in Seattle every weekday morning. I really should memorize that. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. You can also hear me in Portland on 94.7 FM and in Sacramento on Alt 94.7, which is very convenient because they're both called 94.7, and so I rarely totally mess it up, but often get the nuances wrong. Hooray! How the heck are you today on a Monday? On Friday, I recorded a whole podcast and then lost all the audio and then rage quit and went on my weekend adventures. So I apologize. It was good, too. Damn it. Oh well, what are you going to do? What you going to do? Hold on, I'm scrolling. You can't hear that because scrolling is silent, but... All right, so from the weekend, boy, lots of interesting things happen. One of which was the president and what was going on with him and the COVIDs. What a wacky timeline that is. I do not know what to say or make of that. It's so wild. I'm really curious to see how it'll be spun afterwards. Like, I don't know if they're going to admit that, oh boy, this COVID's actually a pretty serious thing, or if they're going to be like, see, I'm the greatest ever. I beat it in 2 days. Seems like a... Last time that there was a pandemic, there was a rise of authoritarianism right afterwards, and it feels like those things are lining up again 100 years later. Never really thought about that. Like, when was the last time the flu happened back in the early 1900s, 17 and 18? And then what happened after that? World War I and World War II, about the rise and then stamping out of authoritarian regimes. It would be cool if we could get out in front of that and just, like... kind of talk about that a lot and be able to historically set everything up and start educating ourselves so we don't repeat it. But if there's one thing that we've all learned from history is that it repeats itself. And that the Parthenon was completed in 420 BC. Everyone remembers that, right? One of three things I know from college. I wonder why. Weird. Anyway, it seems nuts out there. And now that the president has it, it's going to be a weird, weird... turn in who knows what direction. I'm not ready for it, but it'll be really interesting to watch what happens. Let's see what else is going on. Oh my God. The internet has never let me down, ultimately. You see a lot of terrible things every day. It actually lets me down every single day, but there's always this slice of the internet that adds the value to my life that I need. And over the weekend, it was all over Reddit and throughout hashtags on the major social media platforms. The Proud Boys were trending. And all of it, for the most part, was amazing photos of gay men trolling an extremist right-wing group. Got married to my best friend of 12 years this weekend. Hashtag Proud Boys. Amazing. Amazing. The internet wins again. Now, the internet loses the other 99 out of 100 times because it like helps support previously mentioned fascism that's rising. But in these moments where people get gathered together to celebrate something positive in order to step on something negative, amazing. I love it. Great job to all those Proud Boys out there. Really stoked. Something that happened in Portland that I thought was pretty cool is Just D-Trash Portland, again, is a group, and on their subreddit, on the Portland subreddit, 36 volunteers cleared 56 bags of trash. I love that. I love that that's a thing. Just detrash Portland again, cleaning up after ourselves. That's rad. All right. Cool way to... there's a couple cool things in the news today, actually. There's that Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on Pine Street. Got info about that. And an interesting way to keep the seals from eating all the salmon.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases confirmed over the weekend in Washington State. The Black Lives Matter mural on Pine Street is back. Shout out to Vivid Matter Collective for working with the city to get a sustainable long-term solution in place to repaint and preserve the message in the heart of Capitol Hill. Researchers have the craziest way to keep the seals from eating all the salmon around the Ballard Locks. Use a sound cannon. Seattle Times has a story about a Scottish company that made a small audio device to blast scary noises at seals called Targeted Acoustic Startle Technology. T-A-S-T. You put a Y on the end and you've got tasty. That's amazing. The Seahawks with their first 4-0 start since 2013. That feels good, despite the fact that that was not a comfortable win. Sounders in first place, 3 points ahead of Portland after a big win over the weekend, and the Seattle Storm have a 2-0 lead over the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA Finals. One more, and they win it all. They play for the championship tomorrow at 4 p.m.
You just got news.
I deleted a line from the seal salmon story because I don't need the trouble, but it said, targeted acoustic startle technology. Put a Y at the end of that and you get tasty. Amazing. It will also come in handy should the police want to target seals gathered to protest in D.C. Sorry, I just left that off because I didn't need the at mentions or the subtle talk from my boss. Oh, here's a story that I forgot about for today. Oh, no. I'll post it to the social, at least. From Cairo7.com, a 4-foot-tall Funko Batman statue was taken from Everett Comics after thieves broke in early Sunday. According to police, surveillance video shows someone had stolen the statue sometime after 3 a.m., and that after 6:40 a.m., someone walking their dog found broken glass at the shop. Ah, that sucks! Is it one of those, like, outside... Okay, so it's not one of the outside Batman statues, or like statues that they have outside of the Funko main shop, but it was a store display on a blue pedestal. Oh my god, I'm so heartbroken for these people. If you know anything about it, contact the Everett Police Department. Or I guess directly, Everett Comics. Some Super Mario stuff is coming to real life. Magic mushrooms may play a part in the future of legal clinical drugs. I guess that like places down like Oregon will vote on legalizing the fungi for medical use this November. Wow. I guess we should have listened to Super Mario when I was a kid, huh? We are still quite a ways off from invincibility stars, okay? We're going to need these engineers to step it up.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Never intending for us to use it all day, every day, Apple made a change to its face with medical mask emoji to make the eyes look happier and the cheeks rosier. The nerds at Emojipedia noticed that it's literally just smiling face with a mask over it. Nice try, Apple. Great news for electric vehicles and those of us that want to own one. They require less maintenance than gas-powered cars, says a lengthy study by Consumer Reports. Wait a second, you mean to tell me that the thing that isn't a series of tiny explosions is easier to maintain? Yeah. While that may be true, it's not cheaper necessarily when those EVs break. And no one is impervious to pothole season. And finally, the planet Mars is closer to us than it's been in the last 15 years, and it's already acting like a creep. Get out of here!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Off to a good start on a Monday. Thanks for hanging out.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.